Liverpool Central School District was among the districts that resumed in-person learning for their students 5 days a week, starting Monday for the first time since the pandemic began. Superintendent Mark Potter says prior to this week, the district was operating on a hybrid basis, having different groups of students come in for 2 days a week while others joined class virtually. He says the recent CDC and county change in guidelines of social distancing from 6 feet to 3 feet encouraged the district to make the shift.
We felt that it was the right time because of that change with both CDC and the county. So, you know, you talk about excitement. I think it's starting to feel a little bit more like a normal school setting with, you know, a full classroom of kids and not having our teachers be, you know, playing kind of a tug of war.
He says for many kids, in-person learning only 2 days a week was insufficient. Only about 1,000 of the district's 7,000 students were still learning remotely Monday.
The overwhelming majority of our kids really need face-to-face interaction, not only with their classmates, but also with their teachers, because, you know, the successful student really has to be the engaged student.
Liverpool is also taking other precautions, such as continuing mask wearing, installing barriers in the cafeteria, and using high-grade air filters. The school also checks students' temperatures when they arrive. Potter acknowledged some teachers and staff were reluctant, but says the precautions made most staff comfortable with having kids return to school.
The overwhelming majority of the teachers really want the kids back in school. And there is some reservations from some of our staff members that, you know, this is going to cause a rise in transmission because just having, you know, that many kids or too many kids in a classroom that close together.
Potter says the return to in-person learning has been especially important for parents who are struggling as they return back to work or try to balance working from home. Parents have had the added responsibility of making sure their kids are working independently or with their class virtually while caring for them. Potter says as a benefit to the community, the district has pushed for kids to be back in school 5 days a week. As vaccine eligibility also opens up Tuesday for those 16 and above, he says the district will assist students and families with appointments if needed. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.